my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For those of you who aren't CTKers, we're doing a series on prayer. On Sunday mornings, we're using Revelation chapter 4 as sort of our launching place. There was something that we talked about yesterday, but in my time with the Lord this morning, the Lord just spoke to me again. I think with even a little more clarity that just really ministered to me. And then the reading that Bracken read just blew me away because it's such confirmation. So let's see if I can connect the dots. This is Revelation chapter 4. Now, it starts off by saying, after these things, but it can also be translated in the midst of these things. In the midst of what things? The Lord was beginning to show John what the human story and the chaos might look like as we get near to the end of times, end of this age. And so in the midst of that, he calls him, he says, in the midst of these things, I looked and behold the door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Literally the word is, get on board. And I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things. Now, he's declaring his sovereignty, but he's also inviting, for so CTKers, John to participate in partnership, in prayer, that can impact the story of human history. But immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. But that's the context, is that in the midst of these things, I'm going to show you what must take place. I'm inviting you into partnership, but I'm still going to show you what must take place. And then there's this throne and one sitting on the throne. So that no matter what might be happening in your life, what no matter what might be happening in the world around us, there is one who is in control, and his name is Jesus. And he was sitting, was like a jasper stone, like a diamond, like a sardius, like a dark, deep red ruby. And there was a rainbow around the throne, like emerald in appearance. This is one of the things we looked at yesterday that fascinates me here, and I think I've still not seen all the Lord wants me to see. I've been looking at these scriptures for some years now. But we talked about the fact that this rainbow is not multicolored, it's green. Green speaks of life, speaks of everlasting things, but it speaks of thriving and living things, flourishing things in Scripture. The fact that it's a rainbow speaks of a covenant, a commitment, you know, an internal commitment on God's behalf. And that it's circular means that it's unending. And really, in simple terms, it just speaks about the God who causes all things to work together for good. Now remember that this is a vision, not a vision, but what he sees about Jesus sitting on the throne is that he saw him like a diamond, he saw him in appearance like a ruby, and he saw him with like a rainbow, an emerald rainbow that circled all the way around the throne. It circled everything that God does, everything that happens from the throne and the throne room's perspective. There is this rainbow, this covenant, this commitment that even though God doesn't cause chaos, he creates out of chaos. And what he creates is always good. We said this some months ago, that God does work in the light of day when you can see him working, but in the darkness he creates masterpieces. And this is kind of like that, is that he's showing John a picture of chaotic human future behavior, but he's also telling him there's one on the throne, and the one who's on the throne causes all things to work together for good, that always creates good things out of chaos. So when you think about that iconic verse from Romans 8:28, see, the fact that all Scripture is written by the Holy Spirit, but there are some Scripture that are like more famous than others, right? Like John 3:16 and Romans 8:28. Almost every Christian knows Romans 8:28 because they deal with life in this fallen world. Jesus said, you shall have tribulation. So chaos is going to get more exotic as we get near the end, but chaos happens now. Because there's a real enemy prowling about in the world. There's a real spiritual warfare going on, a real cosmic conflict happening. And so I think it's been intentional that the Holy Spirit has kind of zeroed in on verses like John 3:16, places like Romans 8:28. It's not just because it's become popular. The Holy Spirit's made it popular. He said he would lead us into all truth. He's made it popular on purpose because it's such a practical, applicable scripture, word from God, in our daily living. And it says God causes all things to work together for good. He didn't cause all things. but he causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. See, here's the deal. When the next verse talks about his purpose for us, his predestiny for each one of us, is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. But that specific purpose carries a lot of other purposes that we fulfill in life and the assignment he's placed us in. So if I were to ask a Christian who's serious about the Lord, I were to say, give me two things that's your heart priority. I want to know him, and I want to fulfill his purposes in my life. Well, here's the good news. The rainbow around the throne says, for those who love him and who are called according to his purposes, he will use the chaos to bring about life. He will use the chaos to bring about his sovereign purposes in your life. That's really a word for all of you. Many of you are going through different things that I know about, some I don't know about. But there is this unending circle around the throne that's green like emerald, saying to you that in the chaos, it doesn't seem to make sense and doesn't feel very good and doesn't seem like it's going to work out really well. And all it does is seem to cost us something. God is saying to you that he's made an eternal, internal commitment that out of this chaos, life is going to happen. Life is going to flourish. God's purposes in your life are being accomplished, even in the darkness, when you can't see it. One day it'll come to light and you'll go, oh my gosh. The whole time the battle, God was causing things to grow and flourish, the green rainbow. So think about that delicious gospel lesson that Bracken read. When it starts off in chapter 3 of Luke, it just goes on and names in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar. He wasn't a good guy. And when Pontius Pilate, remember him? Wasn't a real good guy either. He was the governor of Judea. And Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, really bad guy. His brother Philip, just as bad. The Tetrarch of the region of Iturea. And then he goes on and names these people. And none of them are good guys. And they're all governing the world that every new Christian in this story is being written to, the life that Jesus was living on the earth, they were governing. That's not a good situation. That's super chaos. You hear me? It was worse for them than it's going on right now in our country, regardless of who gets elected. Things are bad. It's chaotic. And the chaos is not going to go away after the election. And it's important that we as Christians have eyes to see. We've got to be able to see there's one on the throne who has an emerald rainbow. And out of the chaos, and in the midst of the chaos, he's doing some things. He's causing life to flourish, even if you can't see it yet, but you will see it. The rainbow always comes after the storm. It becomes visible, but everything there to make it's already happening before you could ever see it. So he lists all these really terrible people who did terrible things to the people of God. He talked about the high priest, verse 2, of Annas and Caiaphas. Oh, you mean the ones who said Jesus should be crucified? They were crooked high priests. One was the father-in-law of the other one, and they were terrible. He said, and then the high priest of Annas and Caiaphas, in the midst of all these people in positions of authority, seeming to controlling the world around, causing all kind of evil, chaos, persecution, the enemy seems like he's in control at every single point, in the political point and in the religious. Annas and Caiaphas, whoa, they held the trial that in the religious realm prosecuted Jesus. In the midst of all that, it says, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came to all the district around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And he starts crying out. Verse 6, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Do you see that? The Holy Spirit never does anything arbitrarily. Do you see the logic in Scripture here? He lists all these bad gods politically. On an international level, Caesar, on a state level, on a city level, on a county level, and then in a religious level. And it says, in the midst of all that, and the word of the Lord came to John. You know who is prevailing here? God. The one who has an emerald rainbow surrounding his throne from which he rules in the midst of these things is bringing something living, life. His purposes are being accomplished by using a guy who couldn't be more obscure, who'd been living out in the wilderness, dressed in camel skin, eating a diet of locusts and honey. That's just what God does. So be assured, forget national stuff, in your own personal life. If it seems like this is happening, and this is going on, and this is going on, and the word of the Lord came to John. God is accomplishing his purposes in your life in the midst of the chaos, and you will see it. There are living things being birthed. There are things that are flourishing, and they will be manifest. That's what that rainbow says to us. That's something we can never forget, or we'll get discouraged. And it seems like evil's prevailing. Evil never prevails. God causes all things to work together for good, to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purposes. If his purposes are the things that you desire more than anything else, your purposes and your plans, God's accomplishing them in the midst of the chaos. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.